Here's your TNB Tech Minute for Thursday, January 4th. I'm Alex Osola for The Wall Street Journal. Perplexity, a startup going after Google's dominant position in web search, has won backing from Jeff Bezos and venture capitalists. It's betting that AI will upend the way people find information online. The company's product, which it calls an answer engine, is used by 10 million people monthly. WSJ reporter Miles Krupa spoke with our What's News podcast.
People who work in tech, some of the venture capitalists who are excited about this, they think because of generative AI, more and more people are just going to want direct answers. So Perplexity, having gone all in on this shift early on, has been learning from that user feedback, has been changing the product very fast in response to how people are using it. And it just seems like they're getting traction in a way that other Google competitors haven't in a while.
Peloton has entered an exclusive partnership with TikTok to create a workout content hub on the platform. The company say their new arrangement will result in the dedicated co-branded TikTok Fitness Hub to house custom Peloton content that includes live classes and ongoing creator partnerships. And we exclusively report that EV startup Fisker is abandoning a direct-to-consumer sales model in the U.S. in favor of using traditional dealerships. The company began selling its first vehicle, the Ocean SUV, last year, but has been challenged by the complex logistics of shipping vehicles to U.S. customers from a factory in Austria. CEO Henrik Fisker said the company hopes to sign up at least 50 dealers this year. For a deeper dive into what's happening in tech, check out Friday's Tech News Briefing podcast.